stop, rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel, here with Michaela.
Hello.
We are so happy that you're joining us today. We love having you, and we love talking all things theme parks. And, you know, we've had a bunch of guests the last couple weeks, which has been super awesome and super informative. So thank you to all of our guests. But this week, you're stuck with just Michaela and me. We have so many updates that have come out and so many new things that we are so excited to talk about. So Michaela, why don't you kick it off with Universal Orlando?
Yes, exciting things are happening. So we've all heard that Universal canceled their Halloween Horror Nights, but that's not necessarily a bad thing because one, for everyone's safety, and two, now daytime guests get to enjoy Halloween festivities throughout the day parts. So what they announced this past week is that there are going to be two haunted houses this weekend. This weekend, I can't believe they just announced it. And like, oh yeah, by the way, Saturday, we're going to have a haunted house. Two of them. There's one of them called The Bride of Frankenstein Lives. And the second is Revenge of the Tooth Fairy.
Ooh.
So that we have sounds two like it's going on. Oh, I don't know. I don't know if you've seen the photos. It's like very,
oh, really?
Looks scary. Yeah. They're
more
both
than
PG-13. Scary.
Okay.
They're probably PG-13, honestly. Because, I mean, horror films, or if you have gore, it's PG-13. If you have, oh, I mean, if gore, it's radar. If it's just scary, it's PG-13.
Okay,
usually.
So then I shouldn't see anything above a PG. Got it.
But there's still stuff for everyone because at Islands of Adventure, they have trick-or-treating.
Oh, cool.
Yay. Yes. So families could bring the kids. And on their website, they say kids go trick-or-treating, so I don't know if adults can do it too.
Oh, well, I mean, if you show up with a trick-or-treating pumpkin, you should be able to, right?
I have no idea. All it says is kids, so I don't know if I don't know, maybe they mean everyone, like kid at heart.
Oh yeah, that's us.
That's definitely us. So that's what's going on at Universal. They also still have the pass holder appreciation days going on now until September 30th. And speaking of that, they also have the premier pass holders. They get to go and experience the haunted houses tomorrow. They had to sign up online to get to go in person, but they do get to experience it a day early, which is a nice perk. Let me add. And also another perk of annual pass holders, they get to go to Islands of Adventure an hour early starting this weekend on September 19th through October 31st. So usually it's Universal theme park that has the early hour, but now it's Islands of Adventure. So it's not both, it's just one.
Okay.
But I have a huge big tip.
Okay.
This weekend, since they're doing it that an hour early at Islands of Adventure, and then we might add, for the haunted houses at Universal, that park, it's virtual queue. So as long as you're on property at Universal, you can get a virtual pass for it.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what I think is the best bet to make sure that you are still social distancing and not in that huge crowd in the front of Universal, if you're an annual pass holder, either premier or preferred, make sure to get there early to Islands of Adventure and then take the train in.
Oh.
Because it's only going to be pass holders at the park in Islands of Adventure. So it's a smaller crowd than everybody trying to get in to just Universal to try to get into those houses.
Good tip.
Yes. So if you're an annual pass holder, just think about it. Get there early. But if you're not, just plan ahead, get there early, and don't freak out, because if you're parking the car and you're like, oh no, I'm not inside and I can't get a virtual queue, you could still get it. Don't worry. Like, just have the app up at 9 a.m. and try to get your virtual queue. It's not like Hollywood Studios.
Okay.
Where you have to be in the park to get it.
Yeah.
This one, you could just be on property. I've gotten Hagrid's virtual queues at the booth for parking.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that's like how far it goes out, honestly. So you could be walking into the park from the security and still be able to get it. So just don't worry too much. You don't have to go crazy, and just pick a time that works for you if there's many to choose from.
Good tip.
And I guess one more thing from Universal, people were freaking out about this. They were like, oh no, they're not social distancing on rides anymore. What is this? They still are. It's rides that are like the Hulk, where it's outdoors and there's big spaces between you and the party in front of you. No one's going to sit right next to you, but someone might sit right in front of you.
Okay.
But again, it's an open seating. The ride moves very fast.
Yeah.
So it's very slim chance. I'm not saying there's no chance, but there's slim chance to get anyone's funk.
Germs.
Germies. Okay. But you still have to have your mask on in the ride, even on the Hulk coaster. So that's an extra step to take.
So like you're on the coaster and it's going and you have the mask on?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a weird sensation. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, you still have your mask on. So don't worry. It's not like everyone yanks off their mask. Everyone's been safe.
Okay, good. Thanks, Michaela. Should we move on to the next park? I feel like Vanna White. Now we move on to the next part. Let's go, down I-4 a little bit and hit up Disney World, Walt Disney World. So reservations are still needed. And I saw this on, I think, their Instagram. Halloween has returned to all four parks. Oh, it's decorated. It's like you walk in to a big pumpkin spice sweater filled autumn leaf fantabulous area.
Extravaganza.
There you go. Fall is one of my favorite times of year just because it feels so homey and cozy. Although it's, not like it was up north when I was a kid where it got cold and crisp in the fall. We're still sweating our butts off here in Florida. But, I'll still drink that pumpkin spice latte hot in the middle of September when it's 98 degrees out. I will still do it.
Just put your AC down.
There you go. So let's talk about Halloween at Walt Disney World besides the decorations.
Oh, my.
I love this new thing that they have, a cavalcade. It's the character Halloween cavalcades at Magic Kingdom. So you'll get to see the characters all dressed up in their Halloween outfits or costumes, I guess they're already in a costume, so I guess it's an outfit for the costume. I don't know, whatever. But
we're not ruining any magic here.
No. So
they're real.
They're gonna be dressed up in their Halloween gear, so that's kind of fun. And they have new treats in the park, and we kind of prefaced this a couple weeks ago. You have a list, yeah. And if you went to any of the villains events, I know there were a couple of those on the list that were at the villains events. So, there's a long list. Like it's making me so hungry right now thinking about this because they're so yummy and delicious. But Michaela, if you want to run down the list, let's go.
Oh yes.
Pick out a couple of the favorites that stick out to you.
I'll start with Magic Kingdom. I would say like that's the highlight because that's where all the decorations are. That's where the cavalcades are going on that are the Halloween ones. So I know so far it is that way that they have, let me see here. At the Starbucks on Main Street, they have a cinnamon roll, a huge one that has orange and white icing on it.
Oh,
very
yum.
Cute. It's pretty much still a cinnamon roll. It's just all like festive looking. And then Pico Bill's, they have cinnamon sugar dusted donuts.
Yummy.
And Hades nachos.
I've actually had those.
They are good. I've had them in the past too. It's really, really
delicious.
Good. They have when I had it, they didn't have what they're saying here, the buffalo chicken.
Yeah, it was just
a regular
spicy
chicken.
Cheese. Yeah.
And they had the cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And jalapenos and lettuce and yumminess. Mm-hmm. And then Not just at Pico Bills, other places they have orange and black sugared churros, which I love. Ooh, different yum. Colored churros. And I heard really good things about this Constance for better or for worse wedding cake, which Constance is from the Haunted Mansion. She's the bride.
Yeah. Hurry back. Is it Hurry Back? Is she the one who does that at the end? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know she had a name. That's cool.
So her cake, I heard it's really good. Citrus cake with raspberry, Bavarian creamed whipped cream flowers. And it's apparently like almost like a pudding on the outside of it.
That sounds delicious.
Right? They say it's very refreshing too. Almost like it tastes like kind of ice cream-ish on the top, but it's not ice cream.
Yum.
And then they have this pumpkin spiced waffle sundae.
I'm in. Mm-mm-mm. I want this.
Caramel drizzle, sprinkles, whipped cream, and those pumpkin spice waffles that are give just me. The highlight of this dish.
Give me.
And then I know someone that got this, and I'm not a big fan of any part of it. Sorry to anyone who might like this. The Poor Unfortunate Souls cream cheese soft serve float. Cream cheese ice cream? I'm not a huge cream cheese person.
I'm not either, but like I like cream cheese frosting, so I'd imagine it kind of tastes like that. Yeah. And I do love a Coke float, and there is black raspberry syrup, so it's probably very sweet.
But, oh, yes. Bring your sweet tooth.
Yeah. And then there's the pumpkin spice milkshake, which sounds delicious. That's at Antique Gravity's Galactic Goodies. Pumpkin spice soft serve sundae is also there. Yes, sign me up. At Cosmic Race. Go ahead.
You do your thing and then I'll say.
Okay. Cosmic Race Starlight Cafe. They've got a Mickey's Monster Mash burger, which this sounds good. I love a good burger. Burger with Munster cheese.
Mm.
Potato barrels, which sound like tater tots.
They are tater tots.
Okay. Bacon and sriracha aioli, spicing it up a little bit.
Nice.
Let's see. I'm going to skip ahead to Pinocchio's Village House because I've actually had this at the Villains event, I believe. Not so poison apple cupcake.
Yeah.
Delicious. It was either that exactly or a version of that, and it was delicious. Either way you serve it, it looks like it exactly. But they've got so many other, this is crazy.
All
how many food options.
And they just announced today they have a bunch of stuff coming to Disney Springs, too.
Oh, my gosh.
And the resort. So you don't even need to have a park ticket to enjoy all the Halloween treats.
We're going to be like 900 pounds.
I know. And, of course, not to forget the novelty stuff. So they have the Headless Horseman, novelty straw. They have that in multiple parks. They have the popcorn buckets, which they have an Oogie Boogie popcorn bucket. They have a cauldron popcorn bucket, different colors in every park. So
ooh, collect them looking, all.
Or if you like one more, just make sure you're going to the right park to go pick it up.
Right.
And then they have the Haunted Mansion sipper, Haunted Mansion popcorn bucket, the hitchhiking ghost ones. And
oh, that's cute. Yeah.
And the Madame Leota sipper, which I heard already sold out.
What is that?
It's Madame
Leota. It's a novelty item. Yeah.
Yes.
It's like
the fortune teller on the Haunted Mansion. Yes.
Cool.
So many things going on. They're offered at different parks. So when you go to the parks, you'll see different things, which is great. You don't have to see the same thing over and over again.
That's awesome. Ooh, this sounds good. So I'm just kind of looking because we have an infographic that we found. Just know that there are going to be special offerings on Halloween Day only at Epcot, at specific places around the park. Like they'll have like a Halloween cupcake, sugar cookies.
And that's a Saturday, so it's going to be a very busy day at the park.
Absolutely. One thing that caught my eye as I was perusing through this was it looks like it's at multiple locations at Hollywood Studios, but it's the frozen apple cider non-alcoholic beverage. You can also get the frozen apple cider with Crown Royal Regal Apple if you want to, for the adults, have a little drinky poo, but it's served with a novelty poison apple glow cube. And I love apple cider. Like, I will be real with you. I didn't really drink coffee until about 5 years ago, but I still went to Starbucks because I would get their hot apple cider, even in the middle of the summer. So like seeing something like that, I am all in. Like, give me the frozen apple cider. I'll even take it without the alcohol. I'd probably prefer that more. But
and it's cheaper.
And it's cheaper, but sometimes you need a little drinky poo to get you through the day.
Sometimes, yeah.
But that sounds delicious. And especially if it's still hot out, cool you off a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now I'm hungry.
That's all right.
But yeah, check out the Walt Disney World website for all of this. I'm sure you can find this on the Disney Parks blog, their Instagram, you know, start planning your attack on what kind of foods to get, and plan wisely, because it's a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And it looks like there's a new discount.
Yes, not just for annual pass holders anymore. Ooh. Now they've offered 20% off merchandise for Florida residents.
That's awesome.
How cool is that?
What is it normally with the pass holder? Is it 20?
20, but now it's 30.
Oh, so
yeah, it just
changed. You get an extra 10%.
I know, but it's still nice to have.
No, it is. It is. But that's nice that they're giving a resident discount to their neighbors. I love this. This makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah. And there's a lot of Florida residents going right now, especially with Florida resident ticket deals. Absolutely. And hotel deals, all that fun stuff. Wow, but to make sure, it might not be offered every day. Mm. I heard it might change each day, as in weekdays type of feel. So just make sure that you are checking those dates.
Yeah.
Making sure that it gets offered. And if anything, if you're a Florida resident and you live close enough, if you could pop by Disney Springs on a Wednesday evening or a Friday evening or whenever they offer it, you could just go and get what you need there.
Yeah.
You don't even need to go in the park.
And if you're
a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. And if you're ever wondering about, you know, do I qualify for any kind of discount? Ask at the register. Like, don't be embarrassed. Ask them.
Military.
Student
pass holders, you know, you never know.
Or, you know, just because I asked, will I get Neo? You never know. Mm-hmm. They are magical, those Disney cast members.
They really are.
So that's cool. I hope they keep that kind of as a thing, because that's a nice thing to do for Florida residents. All right, let's talk SeaWorld, where reservations are also needed. Mm-hmm. They have a craft beer festival with over 100 craft beers, Saturdays and Sundays, going on now through September 20th. So only through this weekend.
Right.
So if you want to check that out, if you're a craft beer lover, go check that out. And then they've got Flicks and Fireworks with a Halloween twist. Makes me so happy that they're doing Halloween stuff already, because it doesn't make me feel so weird that I have a Halloween tree in my house.
Don't feel weird.
It's this weekend, Saturday, September 19th at 7:45, Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yes.
And then, Saturday, September 19th at 10:30, they're going to show It. That's for the adults, clearly.
Yes, it's later in the day. Way later in the day.
Scary clowns. I don't like them. And they have announced more movies like Ghostbusters, Beetlejuice, Casper, all three of some of my favorite movies ever. Friday the 13th, not a fan. Hocus Pocus, you know I'm a fan. The Sanderson sisters.
Of course.
And many more. So check out the SeaWorld website for all the updates on the movies that they are showing and what days and what times.
And it does cost an extra to go in, but you don't need a park ticket to get in. It's all outside
of the park. You don't need a park ticket to go to the Flicks and Fireworks, but you do need to pay an admission fee to go to Flicks and Fireworks. But the admission fee will not get you into the park.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yeah. So if you want to go to Flicks and Fireworks and the park, you have to pay two admissions to go to both of them. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that kind of clarifies it.
Right.
You want to talk about their weekend Halloween event happening in addition to the Flicks and Fireworks this weekend?
Yes, it's crazy. I think this is probably one of the most jam-packed weekends at SeaWorld because they have the last weekend of the Craft Beer Festival. They have Flicks and Fireworks where they're starting their Halloween movies. And now Halloween Spooktacular is this weekend as well. It's starting this weekend, September 19th. It's the day they start on Saturday, and then it goes through November 1st. And wow. They have a Halloween maze, trick-or-treating, cookie decorating with the Cookie Monster himself.
Cookies! I love Cookie Monster.
Just make sure he doesn't eat your cookies.
You know what? He's got manners. Like
he does. He's learned a lot on Sesame Street.
He has. Well, that sounds like so much fun.
It does.
Oh, man. I want to go check out. I want to go hang with the Cookie Monster. He's awesome.
Right?
All right, so for SeaWorld and Busch Gardens, you want to go over this?
Yes. So before I get into Busch Gardens and my weekend at Busch Gardens, I wanted to tell you that they have free single-day admission to U.S. military veterans, retired veterans, and their families. So that's the veteran plus three others. And this goes through November 11th. So just keep that in mind, especially since you're hearing all these cool things SeaWorld and Busch Gardens are doing, that you can get in the fun too. And they also have the teachers get to go for a year for free.
Oh, awesome.
You just have to sign up on the website, so they gotta go through the portal, make sure that they qualify, and then they get to pretty much have an annual pass for free.
That's awesome. Yay. Bravo, yes. Guys. Not good on you guys.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I'll go down what's happening at Busch Gardens to kind of give you a breather because I know you have so much to tell us about Beer Fest. So Busch Gardens Tampa Bay reservations are still needed. And Hollow Scream is returning. And we talked to one of our friends at Hollow Scream, or at Busch Gardens, about Hollow Scream and what they're doing this year differently. So if you missed that episode, go back and check it out. It was really informative and it was so great to talk to them. But it's select nights, September 25th through November 1st. There will not be any haunted houses this year, but they will have 10 open air scare zones. And so, you know, just think the energy they've put into the scare zones and the haunted houses. Well, you take the haunted houses away this year. So think of all the energy and creativity that they're now going to be putting and focusing on just the scare zones. So don't think you're going to be missing anything. If you are a fan of Hollow Scream, definitely get there and check it out. Especially if you're in the Tampa Bay area, it's close drive, you know? For more information, check out that previous episode or check out the Busch Gardens website on all of their updates. And like we say every week with all of these theme parks, always check their official websites for any news and updates. Cause technically that's where we get it too. And
we just add our flair, and if we have experience with it, we'll tell you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, before you walk out that door, check the website just to make sure, because we are living in this very fluid new normal world where things change very quickly. And we know your time is valuable. So always check their website to make sure if you have any questions, you get those answered. All right, Michaela, let's talk about Beer Fest, and it's B-I-E-R.
Yes. Fest. Like German.
Yes.
Beer. Das. So Beer Fest is running pretty much parallel to, Halloween Horror Nights. No, Hollow Scream, because we're at Busch Gardens and that's what we do. And they want daytime stuff and nighttime stuff for all ages. But with the Beer Fest and with Hollow Scream, it's more geared towards adults. And going into that, I was able to go this weekend.
Nice.
Me and my fiance got to go experience Beer Fest, and he's a big beer drinker, so obviously I had to drag him along to make sure that he drinks all the beer.
And be his designated driver.
Oh, yes. And so before we even got there, we made sure we had our reservation done. It's very simple. You can have your tickets or have a barcode number on it. Mm-hmm. You put your barcode number in it, and then you also put, your name, and then you get it emailed to you, and then you show that and your ticket at the front gate. It's nice. Easy. It's super easy. They email it to you. I was actually supposed to go Saturday. Then something came up, so I had to go Sunday. So I was able to make another reservation for Sunday, and there was no issues at all. So just in case something comes up and you say, oh no, I have a reservation, don't worry.
Got it.
Okay. So another thing I did before I got there, I bought my sampler lanyard. It's not really a lanyard. It's just the sampler. It's like a barcode they scan, but you can buy it there. So it's not like you have to just buy it online. But we did it early because social distancing, we want to make sure that they just scan the phone and they just hand us the food pretty much. Nice. No cash, no cards, no nothing. So we bought online. We ended up buying the biggest package, which is a 12-item sampler. It was $60. Dominic and I both shared it. But a really big perk for past members is that if you buy the 12-item sampler, you automatically get 3 items free.
Nice.
So same price, you just get 3 more items. I thought it was great. I think it's a great price. I'll talk more a little bit later on what I spent it on and what I think makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we got there, it was super easy. They have the temperature screenings, and they have it that it's in this tent where when you walk in, it scans your temperature from these cameras.
Uh-huh.
They're like thermal cameras.
Yep.
So we're walking through it, and Dominic and I are not very familiar with that because all the other places we've gone and got our temperature scanned, it's usually, they put it near your forehead, the non-touch ones, and then they let you walk. But this one, you just walk through and they're like, you're good. And we're like, oh, that's it. Okay. That's it. Let's go. And so we went inside the park. They scanned our ticket, obviously security. And then we go in. It was not a packed day because it was pretty rainy this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But the Sunday evening that we went, so the festival runs from 1 until the park closes around 6. So I think that's a good amount of time, especially since there's not as many people going to the parks as we're used to. And when we got there, pretty much every booth was empty. There's really nobody there. And also, it's like the first day of it happening. Right. So I guarantee a lot more people are just waiting for Hollow Scream to start.
Yeah.
Because you could two in one, pretty much. And so when we got there, there was over 15 booths that you could choose from.
Nice.
That they had desserts and nachos and pub chips. That's
what
they're called.
I haven't had lunch yet. I'm so hungry.
Sorry.
Oh, it sounds so good.
So we were able to just go around and actually eat and drink a lot more than I thought. Because your eyes are bigger than your stomach sometimes. And you're like, oh, this 12-item sampler. Like, I need that because we're going to eat and drink it all. And although we did see that we did use it all that one night, because it is possible to use it all. Something that I want to say about the beer is, and the drinks, is that they give you a cup that's like this small.
So
it really is a sampler.
Like an ounce and a half, maybe? Maybe more,
probably
maybe
2 ounces.
3 ounces? 3 ounces?
2 or 3 ounces, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so to us, we were like, okay, well, we're trying things out, but the food just makes much more sense using that sampler.
Because that's what I'd be using it on.
They give you so much food for it. And those food platters, it's like about $8, $9 for each thing, depending on what you get. And with the sampler, if you do the math, those 12 things is about $5 each. You're saving a lot of money if you're just using it on the food. But I feel as though that if you are a drinker and you want to indulge in more beer, that you could ask them for a taste of something before you buy the big one out of your own pocket. So when I found that out, I was like, oh, dang it. I should have not even used the sampler on, I think the sampler is great, but not to use it on alcoholic beverages because they're giving you this like 3-ounce, 2-ounce drink cup for beer when you could just spend the extra $3 or so and get the big one, which is about like 16 ounces. So it's like, if you think about that math,
yeah,
it's great. All the food is amazing. But money wise, I think I would pay out of pocket for the alcohol and then use the sampler on the food items.
Smart.
That's what makes sense to me. So we ended up eating a lot, like I said, and drinking. So what we got was, I didn't focus on the beer. I actually went to the mimosa and sangria booth.
Ooh, that's where I'd be hanging.
Yeah, they had this tropical mimosa that was delicious, and they gave me a lot of it. They accidentally gave me the big cup, but not many people were there, so they were like, just take it. They were super nice.
Yeah.
And they gave me the big portion of it. And then I think that's when I realized, oh, maybe it does make sense that I just spend out of pocket for the beer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And then they had a lot of local beers there.
Okay.
And if you are wondering, oh, what beer means what? Because a lot of those names could be scary. Like, is it going to be strong? Is it going to be light? What's cool is that you could download the event guide online, and they will show you where they all land.
Oh, cool. Nice.
They have cider. They have a
cool infographic.
Yes. It's really cool.
For novices like me.
I don't know nothing about any type of beer. So it shows you like what each of them are, what they mean.
Cool.
What they taste like. So it really gets you feeling good about what your choices are, especially if you're spending money on stuff. I wanted to run through some of the other food items that we were able to eat, because the beer, I feel like that's more of a personal thing.
Yeah.
If you go, you can go taste it instead of buying the big thing. So let's run through the food. I was able to get the bison beef slider, it had a beer jam in it.
Yum.
And it had bacon, really delicious. Dom actually enjoyed that a lot. And my favorite on the pub grub booth, where that it's from, is the New England chili pub chips.
Ooh,
that was amazing. It had a Yingling chili.
Yum.
Which was interesting because on here it says Sam Adams.
Hmm.
So I think it changes each day. So that's cool to know. And then we also had the Bavarian pretzel sticks with the fat tire infused beer cheese.
Yes, please.
Delicious. Those pretzel sticks were ginormous. The cheese was amazing. I could drink the cheese. That's how good
same,
it was.
Same.
And then we also got Dominic got this float that they don't have it on the menu here. So like I said, some stuff they just have and they don't have it on the menu because they might not offer it every single weekend.
Right.
But it was You're My Boy Blue, which is like a cider.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. You're My Boy Blue.
From Old School. You're My Boy Blue.
Yes. Yeah. And Dominic is obsessed with that drink.
Mm.
So making it a float, he loved, especially since it has blueberries in it. It's delicious.
Yum.
And you might find things that are not on here that you see there and you just want to try and go for it. I'm trying to look. What else did I get? I also got the loaded mac and cheese.
Yes.
Very loaded.
Yeah.
Very loaded. It was ginormous. Had so much in it. Was able for Dominic and I to share. You could share with whoever you like to. We also got the Cuban dog, which is a hot dog with a bunch of toppings that would feel like a Cuban sandwich.
It's
very
cool.
Tampa.
I'm so all for it.
It was delicious. It was huge. It looked like it was only like half a hot dog, but the amount of toppings on it it was enough for you to feel.
Was there okay? So I gotta ask because I love Cuban sandwiches. Okay. Like it's one of my things. But that and mac and cheese, like hands down. You offer it to me, I don't care what time of day it is, I'm eating it.
Right.
So was there like salami on top, or was it more like the pickles and the mustard? Like
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
I'm curious.
They had pulled pork,
Oh my gosh. On top of a hot dog?
Yes. Meat on meat. They had Sam Adams Infused special sauce. They had vinaigrette, slaw, cheese, and pickled chips.
Oh
but
my gosh.
But it felt like with the cheese and the pork, it felt like.
Oh my gosh. I'm so hungry. This sounds so good. Okay.
Yes, it was delicious. I'm trying to see what else. Because there's a lot there. But last thing I edited out the day was some sweets, obviously.
Have to.
And I got the Guinness patty cake, which, like you said, you love cream cheese frosting. It had cream cheese frosting.
Mm.
It was like a chocolate cake. It's the Guinness infused chocolate cake loaded with whiskey ganache. It didn't taste like whiskey.
Hmm,
but
that's
it was
good.
Delicious. And they gave you two.
Oh, nice.
With a sampler.
Even
so,
better.
$5 is usually about $7. That's a win for me. And I was able to take the second cupcake home. And I heated it up in the microwave, which was amazing.
Smart.
I love the microwave. Okay.
Microwave is the best invention ever.
So, yeah, we were able to drink a couple of drinks, eat a lot more food. And I think it was really worth it, especially with low crowds.
Yeah.
Not standing in long, hot lines to get the next food or drink.
That's awesome.
Like I said, plan ahead, get those samplers, and make sure that your eyes aren't bigger than your stomach. But
or the let sampler, them be.
Or let it be. And also what's good about the sampler is that if you don't use it all on the same day, you could use it any other time you go to the beer fest. It's Saturday, cool. Sundays, September 12th, which was last weekend. So now until I have the dates up, November 15th.
So that's cool.
They run parallel to the Hollow Scream.
So if you're a season ticket holder, you know, buy one of the $60 one and, you know, go four times and you get three items, you know, or more than
that,
actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Bravo, Michaela. Sounds like you had a great day.
Yes.
And I'm starving because all of it sounds so delicious. And great tips too. Yeah. I mean, if we have learned anything from, I know it's not post pandemic, but current pandemic theme park trips and tips and all that we've seen online, it's best more than ever to plan ahead, not just with the parks that require reservations, but just everything. It just makes it so much easier, so much less stressful. If you can plan it ahead. And you know, yeah, that's all I can say. I mean, cause when I used to go to parks, I'd plan pretty much ahead anyway, but now it's uber more important so that you have a stressless, more fun experience. I think that's what we've learned here.
Especially if it's not common for you to go to the parks. It's just good to keep your mind at ease and just know what you're getting into.
Yeah. And you can never really over-prepare for it too, because sometimes if you're not familiar with the parks or you haven't been in a while, you walk in and it just feels overwhelming. It's like, well, where do I go first? What do I do first? All the theme parks, they've got their maps online. Go check it out. Start planning your attack. What ride do you want to go on? What rides do you not want to go on? You know, where do I want to go to first? If I want to go on.
The internet is your best friend, honestly, with like the ride throughs and stuff. It's
right.
Like you really know what you're getting into.
Right. And the theme park apps as well. You know, if there are five rides that you know you really want to go on, and maybe there are three or four that you're like, I could take it or leave it. Well, then start with the first five, you know, and then plan your meals and when you're going to eat. And then you can budget yourself too. So I know that's what I do. And now even more, it's even more important. So Michaela, thank you for all your tips. I love it. Do you have anything else before we go this week?
I'm done with Busch Gardens, but I did want to bring up that we want to help out the community more and make it more aware. And something that's more closer to home to us, since we live in the Tampa Bay area, is Feeding Tampa Bay.
Yes.
I know you've heard of Feeding Tampa Bay, but anyone listening, if you haven't heard of Feeding Tampa Bay, they are a wonderful organization that's a part of Feeding America.
Yes.
And there's many different chapters of Feeding America. The one closest to us is Tampa Bay. And they just provide a bunch of food to families who have food insecurity, because there's a lot of stuff going on in our world right now. And a lot of people have lost their jobs. And unemployment might be running out for some of those families. And this is so important, more important than anything right now, that no family goes hungry during this time. Mm-hmm. And what's great about Feeding Tampa Bay is that you don't have to donate money to be involved. You could donate food. You could donate your time. They just need able bodies to come and help out, because they're in any way you can. It's just so nice to help out your community, especially if you're able to, mm-hmm. or if you need help yourself, you could find places that Feeding Tampa Bay are going to and get some food. Don't feel scared to try to ask for help, because that's why Feeding Tampa Bay is here.
Exactly.
I've actually worked with them before. I volunteered with them.
Oh,
and
great.
They are, it's such a fun experience. You get to meet some awesome and great people in the area, and it's just incredible. And so something else I wanted to say about, if you do need help, if you do need to grab food from Feeding Tampa Bay or grab some assistance, don't be nervous. I know I faced a lot of families who felt weird asking for help or asking for food, but everyone needs to ask for help sometimes, and don't Absolutely. Be afraid. And I really wanted to highlight Feeding Tampa Bay, because they work with a lot of our local sports teams. They work with a lot of the schools to try to get families fed. And I think it's incredible. Do you have anything to say about Feeding Tampa Bay?
You know, I am familiar with the charity. I actually went to their warehouse once to cover an event, and I was super impressed with their operation. I know you mentioned that you've volunteered with them before. I would love to pick your brain on that, and maybe we can go volunteer together.
Yes.
And help them out, because people need a lot of help right now. And I know we talk about fun things and theme parks and all this fun stuff, but there are a lot of people who are really struggling this time, right now, especially with everything going on in our world, like you said, Michaela. So check out feedingtampabay.org. You can go on there. You can ask for assistance. You can find out about volunteer opportunities. You can, see what you can do to help, because every little bit helps. If you can't do a lot, see if there's something you can do, because mm-hmm. we can all hopefully do something to help, you know, our fellow humans, and just make it a better place in the world. Because I feel like we yes. really need that right now. And I have found, and I can't speak for everybody else, but I know I speak for myself, when I do volunteer work, I actually get more out of it than the actual people that I'm helping out volunteering for. It kind of heals your soul a little bit. So Michaela, thank you so much for bringing this to our attention.
Yes.
Again, feedingtampabay.org. If you want to check out any of that, and we're going to be highlighting some of these charities and the work that some local businesses are doing to help people in this crazy world we're living in right now. But we also,
or if you have someone, oh, sorry, if you have an yeah. organization that you know about, maybe if it's even a smaller organization that we don't even know about, just let us know, email us, message us, whatever you need to do.
Yep. Twitter at, it's Theme Parks and Rec Podcast, I believe. I don't tweet ourselves, so I have to look it up while we're talking. But we're also at Theme Parks and Rec Podcast on Facebook. You can search for us there. As I am furiously going online to see if I can find where we are, because is that bad that I don't know our own Twitter
handle?
You know,
sometimes someone will ask me and I'm like, wait, I don't remember what my handle is.
Oh my goodness. It's so, and I'm, you know, with my job and your job, we have so many handles that we have to remember. But it's Theme Parks Rec on Twitter, at Theme Parks Rec on Twitter. And then, like I said, you can search for us on Facebook and leave us a message. Yeah. And then while you're doing all of that, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, wherever you are listening to your podcast. Subscribe, leave us a review, leave us a rating, because there's really, like I was telling Michaela and some other friends the other day, you know, we do this podcast kind of selfishly because we enjoy it, but we hopefully do it because you enjoy it as well. It's like, hello, is anybody listening out there? Hello, testing, 1, 2, anybody listening? But, you know, let us know what you think about the show. If you've got questions, let us know. Let us know on social. We love doing this. It kind of makes us happy and gives us something to smile about. And hopefully yes. helps you out with some things and you find joy in it as well. Michaela, you got anything else before we go?
No, but I'm excited to come back next week. Like, I'm already thinking about next week.
I know.
What could possibly get announced?
We're already planning our show, which by Tuesday, it all blows up anyway, because new things are announced and we start
all
over.
All the time.
So, all right, Michaela, I love seeing you. I love talking to you.
Too.
It makes me happy. And thank you all for joining us as well. It makes me happy. I know it makes Michaela happy. I think I can speak for Michaela on that.
Oh, yes, you can.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.